Honestly, man, it's not even gonna hit me until I get there.
Yeah.
I had probably the best years of my career in Saskatchewan, probably some years that I will never forget. And you know, when I go in there this weekend, man, I just hope it's another special game for me.
Yeah.
But I honestly just want to do everything I can, you know, to help my team win and put my best foot forward. And like I said, hopefully we come out with the dub.
You think you know what to expect from Rider Nation? Some love, some catcalls, everything?
Honestly, man, I don't think anybody will heckle me. I mean, it's all love. I love Rider Nation for, you know, embracing me as a player ever since I've been there. And I'm pretty sure they're going to do the same thing when I come back into town. So it's all love, man.
But you're green and gold, and that's
I'm a different priority. Different shade of green right now. Yeah, man. This is my home, Commonwealth Stadium, Edmonton, Alberta. I appreciate you guys, you know, for bringing me out here, and I'm having fun out here so far. You know, besides losing, I mean, it's a good city to be in.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think French fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.